mention Aradhana when Gopi was a very special and especially had more love for Krishna.
那么他是以 Aradhana 来这个提出来的，那么也就是说一个对圣是 Krishna 含有着非常深切的感情的那个非常特别的 Gopi 姑娘。
Prabhupada explained that Sukadeva Goswami was such a devotee of Radharani that if he would have started talking the name of Radharani, he would become overwhelmed in ecstasy and he wouldn't have been able to speak the Bhagavatam. So, the appearance of Radharani is also mysterious.
So,
she's known as Vrishabhanu Suti, the daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtita. They were.
那么他被这个他被知晓为Vishvanu Suti，那么他也就是Vishvanu王的女儿。
And they had no children. They were very old.
Vishvanu王和他的妻子，他们已经非常的年事已高，并且他们没有任何的孩子。
And he was a king like Nanda Maharaj.
那他像是, Nanda Maharaj那样的一个国王。
And of course they want children.
那当然了,
Everybody wants children.
孩子的,
but, so they were praying and praying to have a child.
所以他们就一直在祈求着,
and then he saw a big lotus flower, a very special looking one, floating in the Jamuna. And then he noted that in that lotus flower there was a beautiful baby. Just amazingly beautiful baby. So he thought this must be the will of the answered him all my prayers. So he took the child home and everybody was amazed to see such a beautiful baby. But then they noted she didn't open her eyes. For a couple of weeks, 11 days or something. And they were worried that maybe she's blind. But then everybody was coming to see the new baby. That's like normal in any society when there's a new baby. Especially if a king has a new baby, everybody wants to see the baby. Or like, you know, nowadays if some famous movie stars or something have a baby, then everybody's trying to get the picture of the baby.
就好像在当今的这个社会，当一些这个名人或者是一些著名的演员，当他们生下了孩子以后，所有的人都想给这个孩子照相。
So, well, like that in England, the prince and princess, they had a baby, and you know, the whole world is all they can think about.
那么就好像是现在这个英国的王室的王子和王妃，他们产下了孩子，对整个的世界都对此进行关注着。
anyway, her eyes were closed, but then Nanda and Yashoda came with Krishna.
无论如何呢，她反正她的眼睛一直就是闭着的。 直到 Nanda Maharaj 和亚修达 妈妈 带着 Krishna 来看她。
And when they held Krishna up to see the baby, she opened her eyes. And so the first thing she saw was Krishna.
那当他们抱着这个 Krishna 去看这个宝宝的时候，宝宝就一下子睁开了眼睛。所以说，他第一个先看到的就是 Krishna.
You know, in the deity installation, they bring a calf, and then, you know, the deity, the eyes are covered, and when they open the eyes, the first thing they see the calf and see all kinds of nice things. So when Radharani could see Krishna, that was the purpose of seeing. She only wanted to see Krishna.
那么就好像当我们在这个安放神像的时候，我们先开始是把神像给这个把神像的眼睛给遮住，那然后呢会。 带来一头这个奶牛或者是小牛犊，那么然后再把神像的眼睛给打开，那么让他先首先看到的是像牛犊这样美妙的食物。那么这个 Radharani 也是如此，他的叫来就是为了要看 Krishna 的，所以他首当其冲要看到的就是 Krishna。
So she wants only to see Krishna, and she can only hear the name of Krishna. Her ear doesn't hear other things.
那么所以他只想看到的就是 Krishna， 他也只想听到的就是 Krishna， 在他的耳里，除了 Krishna 之外，他什么也听不到。
Whenever Radharani was distressed, her friends would chant Krishna， and then by hearing the name of Krishna, she would become all right.
那么所以说，每次当Radharani 和他的那些朋友们有一些不高兴的时候呢，有一些沮丧的时候，那么所有人就会。 唱出 Krishna 的名字，当你听到 Krishna 的名字被唱出来的时候，他其他的那些所有的不快乐全部都会 一视而飞。
So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "We chant Krishna because that's for the pleasure of Radharani."
所以巴士丹德斯瓦蒂塔库尔他说，我们是为了要取悦Radharani，我们才会去唱诵Krishna的声音的。Prabhupada
said on Janmashtami we fast all day until midnight because Krishna is strong and hard.
圣帕巴德说，当Janmashtami的时候，我们一定要戒食到午夜，因为Krishna他是非常的强壮的。
But Radharani, we only have to fast till noon because Radharani is very soft and kind and she doesn't want to see the devotees doing tapasya.
但是当Radharani的显现日的时候呢，我们只要坚持到初五就好，因为 Radharani他的心是那么的柔软，他对他的这个奉献者充满了如此的关爱，他是不想看到他的奉献者为他进行苦行的。
So Radharani is the best devotee because she loves Krishna the most. And she's interested in the welfare of all other devotees, so we can pray to her. We don't go to Krishna directly, we approach a devotee and the devotee tells Krishna, please accept this person. So this is explained, of course, you know, in Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么这一切都在《奉爱的甘露》以及《Chaitanya
Charitamrita》永恒的《Chaitanya》心中有所阐释。We take shelter of Radharani, but how we do that is by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
所以说我们要脱离于Srimati Radharani的莲花族，但是我们怎么去做呢？我们就需要通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗来得到他的庇护。
And trying to help everyone to serve Krishna, that's Radharani's mood. For the pleasure of Krishna, she wants everyone to serve Krishna.
并且呢, 我们还要去这个领悟到 Radharani 的这个心态，也就是他希望能够帮助所有的其他的人们都有可能去唱诵主的圣名，都可以去服务主 Krishna。
So Radha Arada means the best devotee.
所以 Radha Arada 的意思就是最好的奉献者。
Divi Prakriti.Bhagavad Gita says, Mahatmanas Tamam Parta Daivi Prakriti. They take shelter of the transcendental energy, that's Radharani, the internal energy of the Lord.
Daivi Prakriti, 也就是在这个《博伽梵歌》中所提到的，就是去脱离于主的超然的能量，也就是主的内在的能量，也就是脱离于这个 Srimati Radharani.
So Radharani is Krishna's internal energy, so there's no difference, but she's the manifestation of the internal, compassionate, soft side of Krishna.
那么这个 Srimati Radharani 她是主 Krishna 的内在的能量，所以说她和 Krishna 之间是没有任何区别的，只不过呢是 Radharani 她展现了这个主的内在的柔软和怜悯的那一个面。
She's the queen of Vrindavan. Rani means queen.
那 Rani 的意思是皇后的意思，她是 Vrindavan 的皇后。
So we get, you know, different ideas of some of the, you know, relationships.
那么，所以我们在这里面就了解一点这个各种各样不同的关系。
Like Aristasura.
他说 Aristasura.
He was a, came in the demon, but he came as a gigantic bull.
Aristasura, 他是以一个一头巨牛的形象展现的恶魔。
And he was frightening everybody, and it was terrible.
那他的形象是非常的可怕的，他是每一个人都非常的惧怕他。
So Krishna killed him.
对 ，Krishna 就把他给杀死了。
So then Radharani said, "You killed a bull, and I never."I want to ever be with you again. You know, you killed a bull, and they're very, very sinful to kill a bull, so. I don't want anything to do with you. So Krishna said, but no, he was a demon. It wasn't a bull, he was a demon.
但是 Krishna 说他不是一头牛啊，他是一个恶魔。
She said, "No, it was a bull. It was in the form of a bull, and it's sinful to kill a bull."
他说不对，他就是一头牛。你看他的形象就是一头牛，那把牛给杀死了是非常罪恶的。
So Krishna said, "You know, what can I do? What do I have to do so that you'll, you know, you'll associate with me again?"
那么 Krishna 说，那可是现在怎么办呢？我能怎么办能够让你再跟我和好呢？
She said you have to take bath in all the holy places of the universe.
那他说你现在就必须要在整个宇宙之中的所有的圣河中去沐浴。
Thinking that's not possible.
那想着这根本就是不可能的事情。
Or else knowing that Krishna is all powerful. So while he was talking, Krishna was digging in with his foot and making like a little pond.
但是呢，这个，但是所有的其他人都知道 Krishna 他是无所不能的。但是无论如何，当他们在说这件事情的时候 ，Krishna 他就用他的脚，在他的这个脚足下就挖出了一个小池塘。
And then he called, and all the personified holy places, the personified holy rivers came, and they all offering respect to Krishna, asking, "How can I serve?"
并且呢，他就召唤了所有的这些圣河的人格化身，来到他的面前。所有的这些神使们全都向他礼拜，并且问他有什么地方可以服务于他。
So Krishna said, "Fill up this pond, you know, so I can have bath."
Krishna 说，现在把这个池塘给填满，用水把它填满，这样我就可以在这里面沐浴了。
So in that way, Radharani, she was frustrated.
那么以这样的方式 Radharani 他很沮丧。
So she got her friends and they took off their bangles and they started digging another pond.
那么，这个水妈这边的话，他就把他的所有的朋友们、伙伴们都给招集了过来，然后他们把他们的这个手镯给取了下来，并且开始去挖另外一个池塘。She
said, "I'm going to make a better one."
他说呢，我要挖一个比你那个更好的池塘。
So Krishna laughed. He said, "Where are you going to get the water?"
所以 Krishna 就叫他说，那你从哪去弄水来呢？"
She said, "We'll line up with, you know, all the way back to Kusum Sarovara, and we'll have many, many gopis, and they'll pass buckets of water."
Radharani就让所有的这些gopi姑娘们就排队，一直把这个队排到了这个花湖，然后并且从花湖那里拿着这个小桶一桶一桶的这样把水给接过来。And
Krishna laughed, and then he cut a little ditch between Krishna Shyamakund and the water flowed into the Radhakund.
So Krishna 就叫了起来，然后他就挖了一个，他就在这个Shyamakund和Radhakund之间就挖了一个小水池，这样就使水从Shyamakund就流到了Radhakund去。
So that's one pastime.
那么所以这是其中的一个逍遥时光。
Sometimes Radharani becomes angry with Krishna.
有的时候Radharani会和Krishna耍脾气，会生气。Krishna
has to beg her to please.
所以Krishna就得去请求他，去求他。
They're the original lovers, you know, so they do things. Other people just imitate.
所以他们是最原初的那对爱侣，那么其他人所做的一切都是在效仿他们。So
Radharani is called, Krishna is called Madan Mohan.
Krishna 被称为是 Madan Mohan.
And that means that he bewilders everyone.
那么也就是说，他让每一个人困惑。But
Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. And that means she bewilders even Krishna. So she's even more attractive than Krishna. Krishna is all attractive and Radharani is more attractive.
所以Krishna他是那个最具有吸引力的，而Radharani比他还要具有吸引力。
She's the best of all the devotees.
Radharani他是最好的奉献者。
So the Goswamis, they pray to have the mood of the gopis.
所以所有的这些Goswami们，他们就是以Gopi姑娘的心态在祈祷着。
That means that they'll do anything, they only want to serve Krishna. They don't care for their own pleasures and pains.
那么也就是说，他们要做一切的事情都是为了要去取悦Krishna，他们根本就不在乎自己的想法，或者是自己的心。
They don't think, what can Krishna do for me? Like Lord Chaitanya's Shishastak, he says, Ashli Shiva Parvatam Panashtumam Anarshanam Marmatam Karotiva. Ita tatava vidadatu lampato mat prananatis tu sevana paraha. I don't know anyone except Krishna as my Lord.
Krishna,
And he'll always be my Lord. No matter what. Even if he ignores me or treats me bad.
无论他是忽略我还是对我非常的不好。
I'll never give him up.
我永远都不会放弃他。
That's a real lover.
那么这个才是真正的爱。
Only wanting to give, not wanting to get anything back.
那么就是这种真正的爱是你只想给予而并不想从中获得什么。
And Radharani says if there's another gopi that Krishna wants to be with more than her, she'll arrange.
那么 Radharani 如果她要是看到了另外一个 gopi 姑娘比她要更想和 Krishna 在一起的话，那么她就会对此事做出安排。
So usually on this day we sing that, you know, song by Rupa Goswami, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite, right? Gokula Tarani.Mandala Mohite, that means the young girls of Gokula. She's the best of all of them.
那么刚才这首歌呢，就是由卢克格斯瓦米他所唱的。那也就是说，在 Gokula， 在所有的这些年轻的姑娘们中，她是最棒的那一位。
She's dear to Krishna. Everyone is trying to love Krishna, but Krishna is trying to love Radharani.
那么说，他说呢，亲爱的 Krishna， 所有的人都想努力的爱着 Krishna， 而 Krishna 他却想努力的爱着 Radharani.
So everyone is after Krishna prema, but Krishna is after Radharani.
那么所有人都想得到 Krishna prema， Krishna 的爱，而Krishna 他却想得到的是 Radharani prema.
And Radharani is so beautiful that even the beautiful gopis are attracted to her.
那么 Radharani 她是如此的美丽，那么即便是那些美丽的 gopi 姑娘们也都对她深深的吸引着。
And she dresses herself very beautifully that Krishna is attracted to that.
并且呢，她还把自己装扮的非常的这个漂亮。那么当 Krishna 看到她的时候，也是被她这个无限的吸引着。
There's only one person, you know, Krishna, nobody's greater than Krishna except Radharani.
那么除了 sorry, Maharaj.
No one is greater than Krishna, but Radharani is greater than Krishna.
那么没有任何一个人是比 Krishna 更伟大的，但是 Radharani 却比 Krishna 更加的伟大。
She's not an ordinary girl at all. She is only can be explained by great sages like Sanaka and Sanatan.
那么呢，她并不是一个非常的，她并不是一个普通的女孩。那么只有像Sanatha Goswami 这样的人才有可能去讲述关于她的话题。
So we have the qualities of Radharani. They're listed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，我们在这个读Chaitanya的教导中，就可以阅读到关Radharani 的所有的这些品质。
She's sweetness personified.
那么她是最甜美的化身。
And she's a fresh young girl.
那么她是一个非常清新的年轻的姑娘。
There's no old Radharani ever.
Radharani 他从来就不会变老。
There's no old Krishna either.
那么 Krishna 也从来都不会变老。
Her eyes are always moving, looking around everywhere.
那么他们的眼睛总是在这个顾盼生辉，并且总是在看着所有的地方。
She's very brightly smiling.
那然后她也是绽放着美妙的笑容。
And she has all auspicious marks on her body.
并且呢，在他的身上就覆盖着所有的这些吉祥的标志。
And even the aroma, the smell of her body attracts Krishna.
那么，即便是从他身上散发出的芬芳，也深深的吸引着 Krishna.
Now there's a big business, you know, perfume that people think of. They'll make their body smell nice, and then they'll attract the opposite sex.
那么现在呢，这个香水也是非常的盛行的，所有的人都想着能够用这个香水的香味去 抹在身上，这样就可以去吸引异性。
You see in every airport there's such a big shop for perfume.
那我们在所有的这些这个飞机场里面都能看到那些卖香水的很大的商店。
But Radharani doesn't need perfume. Her body smells so good already.
但是 Radharani 她根本就不需要涂抹香水，她的身体已经是散发着自然的芬芳了。
She's expert at singing.
那么她也是唱歌唱的高手。
That means that she's always singing about Krishna. Not only that she has a beautiful voice, but the expert means she sings only about Krishna.
那么他是一个精湛的歌手，并不是说他只是有美妙的歌喉，而是他永远都在歌唱着 Krishna。
She has all feminine attraction and she's always modest and very gentle.
那么他所具有一切女性的这些吸引力，那么他永远都是非常柔和的，永远都是非常谦卑的。
She's always very merciful.
她也总是充满了怜悯之情。
She's very cunning, very clever.
她也非常的这个狡黠机智。
And she knows how to dress nicely.
但她也知道如何能够把自己打扮得很漂亮。
She's always shy. She's always shy.
而且她也总是非常的害羞。
She's always respectful.
她总是充满了尊敬之情。
She's patient.Tolerant.
她很有耐心，很有容忍力。
She's very grave.
她也总是很认真。
And she's enjoyed by Krishna.
而且呢，她也很享受的，她也让 Krishna 很享受。
Nobody else. Krishna is the enjoyer.
那么因为只有 Krishna 他才是享乐者，他没有人是享乐者。
She's always in the highest devotional platform.
她总是处在最崇高的奉爱的这个位置之上。
She's the abode of love for the residents of Gokula.
那么她是这个 Gokula 的所有的居民的爱的源泉。
And she can give shelter to all kinds of devotees.
并且呢，她可以给所有类型的奉献者以庇护。
Anyone. And she's always affectionate to superiors and inferiors.
并且呢，她 ，sorry, Maharaj, can you say again?
She's affectionate to superiors and inferiors.
Okay.
She doesn't. She's not selective in who she likes.
Yeah, yeah. 那么她从来都不会去有任何的偏心，或者是去挑选她喜欢和不喜欢的人。她对于无论是这个处在高层的人，或者是处在低层的人，都是平等对待的。
And she's obliged by the dealings of her friends.
那然后呢？她也要这个有责任去帮她的这个朋友去搞定一切。
That means when people do something for her, she wants to do something back. Krishna is also like that. Gratitude.
那里她总是充满了感激之情。也就是说，当有人要为她做一些事情的时候，她也一定要这个。为那个人做一些事情也是感谢 ，Krishna 也是如此。
And she keeps Krishna under her control.
并且呢，她把 Krishna 置于她的控制之下。
Because Krishna is conquered by love. He can is the only thing that can control Krishna is love.
因为 Krishna 他是会被爱征服的。如果要是说有一件事情能征服 Krishna 的话，那就是对他的爱。
So she has the most love for Krishna.
所以说呢，她对 Krishna 是具有最崇高的爱的。
So she's the expert at everything.
那么所以说，她是这个做一切事情的专家。
But especially cooking.
特别是她的烹饪。
Cooking and dancing.
烹饪以及舞蹈。
Lord Chaitanya was Radha and Krishna combined.But he, as a sannyasi, is strict. He didn't cook, so everything went into dancing. He was.
那么就 Chaitanya 他是 Radha 和 Krishna 的联合体，但是他是一位 sannyasi 托钵僧的形象展现的，所以他是不会去做饭的。但是呢，他却展现了精妙的舞姿。
He was the greatest dancer.
那么朱彻丹尼马哈帕布他是一位非常伟大的舞蹈家。
So after the Govardhan Puja, a few weeks later, Vishvabhanu invited Nanda Maharaj and everybody from Nandagram to come for a festival at his place.
所以说在这个 Govardhan Puja 的几个星期之后呢，Vishvabhanu 王就请 Nanda Maharaj 以及其他所有的这些人就全部来到了他的这个来到他的家中。
So at that time, you know, Krishna was about 7, Radharani maybe 6 years old.
那么在那个时候 ，Krishna 可能是七岁，而 Radharani 呢是六岁。
And Radharani was cooking and serving.
那么 Radharani 呢，他就在为大家这个烹饪，以及他在为大家开发食物。
And Mother Yasoda was telling Kirti to.Why are you making this young girl do all this work? You know, she's just a young girl.
那么，这雅舒达妈妈就问 Kirtita 说，你为什么要让这个六岁的小姑娘去做所有的这些事情呢？
But then when she saw how expert Radharani's cooking was, and how expertly she could serve, she wanted.And then she heard that Radharani had a special blessing.
那然后呢，她就看到了这个 Radharani， 她能够就是把这个饭菜做得这么的好，而且呢，她能这么得体的去为大家来进行这个服务。对，而且她也听到 Radharani， 她得到了一个特别的祝福。
That anything she cooked would be nectar, and anyone who ate her cooking would never get sick.
那么这个 Radharani 他所得到的祝福就是他所这个烹制的一切的食物都会有如甘露一样，并且任何人吃过了这个 Radharani 所烹制的食物是永远都不会生病的。
So Mother Yasoda thought that she had to be cooked for Krishna.
那么所以亚修的妈妈就想，那么 Radharani 一定要为 Krishna 去做饭。
So she made arrangements that every day they would bring Radharani and she would.Direct all the cooking for Krishna.
那么，所以他们就做了安排，就是每天他都会把这个 Radharani 给接过来，并且由 Radharani 为 Krishna 去准备所有的餐食。
So when we're cooking, we should pray to Radharani that we can cook nicely for Krishna.
所以说，当我们在进行这个烹煮我们的餐食的时候，我们要向 Radharani 祈祷。
And she would never cook the same thing twice.
并且 Radharani 她从来就不会做同样的食物。
Everything was like it was something you never tasted before.
她每做一道菜都是好像以前从来都没有尝过一样。
So that's Radharani.
所以这就是 Radharani.
And.You know, there's so many pastimes, but when they came to Kurukshetra, the gopis and especially Radharani, they were so much wanted to see Krishna.
那么，这个，所以呢，就有很多很多的这个 Krishna 和 Radharani 之间的逍遥时光。那当他们所有当他们来到 Kurukshetra 的战场的时候，所有的这些 gopi 姑娘们，她们都渴盼着能够见到 Krishna.
But when they saw Krishna.As a big king, all dressed up with kingly dress and sitting on a big chariot, they didn't like that.
但是当他们看到了这个 Krishna 是以这个国王的盛装出现在马车之上的时候，他们一点都不喜欢看到的 Krishna 的这个形象。
They wanted that cowherd boy in the forest that they could dance with. They didn't want some king they have to stay far away and just offer respect.
那所以他们希望能够见到的是在森林中的那个牧牛童形象的 Krishna， 这样他们就能够自由地和 Krishna 进行这个舞蹈，而并不是说是现在这个威武的国王的形象，因为他们就必须要和这个英武的国王保持的距离。
So they felt even more separation from Krishna than when he wasn't there.
所以说，当他们看到 Krishna 这个样子的时候，他们内心中展示出了更加强烈的与 Krishna 的 分离之情。
Something like, say, a man is a judge. You know, he's in the courtroom.
那么就比如说是一个人，比如说他是一个法官上的，他是一个法庭上的法官。
So his wife, you know, the wife isn't attracted to go to the courtroom and just look at her husband sitting up at a big chair, up high above everybody.And she can't talk to him or anything.
那么他的妻子一点也不感兴趣到这个法庭上去看着他的丈夫穿着法官的衣服在那里颐指气使的去和所有的人们在交谈。
She wants to be home with her husband or go on a vacation with him or go, you know, have some nice talk like this. So the gopis, they wanted to be with this cowherd boy Krishna in the forest, dressed in simple...cowherd boy clothes and simple decorations of flowers.
那么他们希望就是这个法官的妻子是希望法官回到家里的样子穿便服并且呢能够和他自由的交谈并且能够和法官在这个下班的时候能够出去进行休假。那么这些公屁姑娘们也是如此他们希望能够和在森林里面那个牧牛童穿着牧牛童的衣服的那个 Krishna 在一起。
So, we take shelter of Radharani by chanting Hare Krishna.
所以我们要通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 的声音来脱离 Radharani.
And we do service for Krishna like she did, cooking for Krishna.
那么而且我们也要像 Radharani 那样去为 Krishna 做服务比如说为 Krishna 烹制餐食
and chanting Krishna
并且呢唱诵 Krishna 的圣名
and of course we can read that in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Chaitanya Charitamrita we have Lord Chaitanya's talks with Ramananda Roy
但是呢我们也可以去阅读比如说 Chaitanya 的教导或者是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面主 Chaitanya 对 Ramananda Roy 的这些这个教导里面的话语
and there we get you know Lord Chaitanya kept saying no more 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 and the highest thing is that Radharani and Krishna
那么所以呢这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他总是说有更多更多更多那么最崇高的一点就是Radharani 对 Krishna 的这个爱
But Lord Chaitanya didn't talk about intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna just with anybody
那么主 Chaitanya 他并没有去谈论这个主 Chaitanya 并没有去谈论 Krishna 和 Radharani 之间的这个非常亲密的亲密的
All right, so any questions?
请看一下大家有没有任何的问题。
So today is fasting till noon. That's very easy.
所以今天呢，大家要戒食戒到中午。
And usually devotees try to cook extra things for Radharani.
那么通常来说呢，奉献者们会为 Radharani 去烹制一些特别的佳肴。
I was in Los Angeles and the pujaris asked Prabhupada what should we make for Radhasami.
那么当我在旧金山的时候。那里的这个普加瑞就问圣帕帕德我们需要在 Radhasami 的时候特别烹制一些什么呢
And he said you should make green pea kachoris
那么这个圣帕帕德就说我们应该去做一个这个绿豆的 kachori
Fresh green peas not usually it's made you know kachoris with dal or something and kachoris and Prabhupada really liked kachoris but that's what he said to me
那么呢我们这个因为圣帕巴德他很喜欢这个 kachori 那么通常来说呢我们是会用这个普通的这个面粉去做这个 kachori 但是在今天的时候呢要用这种新鲜的豌豆 新鲜的去皮的这个豌豆来做这个 curry。
Usually devotees make some kind of chutney with plums. It's kind of reddish colored plum fruit. I don't know where they got that recipe. They always call it Radha Red.
那么有的时候呢，这个圣奉献者们他们会去烹制一种叫 Radha 红的一种特别的叫 plum 的食物。
Okay, any question?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, it's a work day.
But you have 58 devotees here in the class.
How many?
58.
Wow. Wu Shi Ba?
Yes.
Wow.
Wu Shi Ba.
Good. We have to figure out in Japan how they try to use only Skype, but if you get very many, it starts to get bad all the time. We got to use the YY, I think.
So the YY, because right now it's only in Chinese.
Yeah. We have to find something like it, though.
Yeah, probably. There was something like
there
that.
There must be something like it.
Yeah.
Okay.Radharani ki jai.
Radharani ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranga.